It's here and now.
Rescue. Speak. Keep going. Don't be shy. Louder. Speak. Good boy.
That's Boston Marathon bombing survivor Jessica Kensky Downs with her service dog Rescue. Jessica and her husband Patrick both lost legs in the bombing. Rescue has truly rescued them.
And the way that Rescue interacts with Jess and Patrick is just brings it home as to why this program exists.
That's Martin Luttrell, and he's referring to NEEDS, which is based in Western Massachusetts, and trains dogs to help people with physical and emotional disabilities. Martin and his wife Sharon are weekend foster parents. They trained and raised Rescue for a year.
Then in September, we got the news that Rescue would be placed with a Boston Marathon bombing survivor and her husband. And that was... It was just like, okay, now we can start thinking about what happened that day in a different way. We can think about Jess and Rescue and Patrick and how whatever work we put into this dog is now helping to heal these people.
NEEDS dogs also go to veterans suffering post-traumatic syndrome, kids with autism. But first, they go to the weekend foster parents, and Monday through Friday, they go to jail. We're at the minimal correctional facility Concord Farm, where in one special cell block, there are 17 dogs, mostly labs, and about the same number of inmates who've gone through a rigorous screening to be allowed to train them. We're going to meet two. We walk over to the gym with Jen Banks, a NEEDS trainer with her dog, Linda Cutler, the NEEDS liaison at Concord Farm, and Kathy Zemaitis of NEEDS. You're going to hear first Jen, then Linda, then Kathy. I asked them about the inmates.
They're the ones that train the dogs. So they pretty much have to prove it to Linda that they're capable of coming into the program before they're even looked at.
Linda?
So I'd give them the chance to give something back.
Yeah.
Oftentimes the recipient of the dog comes back and they get to see the dog in their red cape and working, and it brings it full circle.
Oh, well, here we are at the start. All right, so it begins. And we hope to be here at the finish. What we plan on doing is following a dog from training to their forever family, as they're called. About 50% of these dogs won't qualify.
Usually it's a dog that is having some sort of fear issue that's going to affect its work in public. So they might be afraid of loud noises, trying to guard things from people, but also lesser confidence issues like being afraid of doors when they close, being afraid of balloons. You'd be surprised what dogs will startle at, which can be really bad for our client if we have this 60-pound dog who startles and tries to pull them.
Here they come.
So why don't we... Hey, guys.
Two very muscular, very tattooed inmates enter labs at their side. And soon the labs are at our side, and trainer Jen Banks reminds us this is work.
Hey, pull that dog back. Pull your dog back. Hold on. More important. Pull that dog back. Put him on a sit stay.
Sit.
So something that we talk about a lot in class is that dogs live in the moment. So if you don't catch them in the moment, then they're like, oh, that worked. I'll do that next time.
And they both are sitting like soldiers now, so. Okay.
So, you guys want to introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Bernie, and this is Bailey.
Hi, Bernie Bailey, and you are?
I'm Ryan, and this is Griffey.
Okay.
We are just going to go over the fridge command with each of them. Why don't we start with Bailey?
Okay, we have a little college fridge here, the little half-size fridges. What's Bailey going to do, Bernie?
Bailey's going to open the fridge for us, and then he's going to fetch whatever item is in there. For the sake of training, we use a dumbbell.
Get out of town. He's going to open the fridge. Okay. All right.
Bailey, you ready? Okay, fridge.
Oh, he pulls the string, opens the fridge door, and gets the dumbbell.
Nudge.
Close the door.
Oh boy, closer. Hold. Give. Yes. Good boy. Good fridge, buddy. Good fridge.
Don't be afraid to give him those extra commands if he needs it. So it's called a chained behavior. So we take all these individual behaviors and mash them all together. All right, why don't we try one with Griffey?
NEEDS service dogs are trained to pick up canes and walkers, fetch the remote control, know when someone is going to fall and break that fall, detect other emergencies. Griffey has just pulled the dumbbell out of the fridge. That could be someone's milk someday.
Sit.
How long did it take to get to this point of putting all those things together in a chain?
Once he learned each individual command, it took probably about 3 weeks to really get him to chain it all together.
Why don't we have them turn the light switch on? Why don't we bring Griffey up first?
We have a box here with a light switch in it.
Sit.
There you go.
Nudge. Keep going. Nudge. Oh.
So yes. Take him off. So see how he was pawing at it? We don't want that. So we use uh-oh, which is a no reward marker. It means that was wrong. We're going to end.
Even though the light went on, ultimately.
Even though the light went on, I don't want my walls scratched up.
Right. You want the light on with the nose. So
we're going to try again, and we're going to slow him down.
Yep. Ready? Sit.
Good.
Up. Stay. Nudge. Yes.
Good. Good.
Wow.
Very good. Because we also have a command called pause, where they pause the switch off. And it's very important that the dog understands between the two.
On and off.
Right,
okay.
Right. So why don't we do, do one with Bailey? Come here, buddy.
Okay, let's go.
Up. Stay. Good stay. Good boy. Nudge. Yes,
nice.
Go ball.
Very good. Good job, guys.
We brought a couple of the other things that we use in training. We use the wheelchair. We use it for tug. So if you're a person who needs a wheelchair and you're moving along and you come up on something where you get stuck, maybe there's a crack in the pavement or whatever it is, I can command Bailey to come around, fetch the rope.
There's a rope attached to it.
And tug me through.
Can we see that? Yeah.
Absolutely. Bailey, right. Okay, let's go.
Okay, he's by your side.
Now, if I were to be stuck, Bailey, through. Good boy. Good through.
So you're giving him the rope?
Yep. Tug. Keep going. Yes. Good boy. Good buddy.
One of the foster parents on the weekends, they had a dog that went in the laundry and got the laundry out of the dryer.
Absolutely. They can jump up on stuff. They can fetch stuff off counters, so.
How do you train a therapy dog to be somebody's silent therapy? How do you do that?
They teach them to visit on someone's lap. So they'll go over and put their head on their lap and they'll stay there so the person can pet them. And you can teach them how to do tricks to bring the kids' morale up and stuff like that.
Just while we're here, Bernie, just ask you, so how long have you been with the dog at this point?
I've had Bailey for 6 months. He already knew a lot of the stuff and I was new in the program, so he actually helped me along and made it easier on me.
Were you a dog person? Had you trained dogs before?
I have never trained dogs before, no.
And how are you feeling so far about your relationship, is it fair to say, with this dog? He lives with you.
He's awesome. He's my best buddy. I wake up to him every morning, and it's my responsibility to see to it that he has a good day, so.
Well, it comes to an end.
Sure, it does. And I hope that I'll probably get a puppy right after Bailey to fill that void.
Yeah.
But he's going on to something better, so that in itself is rewarding for me, I know that he's going to be doing something meaningful,
Is this your first time in a place like this?
This is actually my second adult incarceration.
Okay, well, I'm wondering how you'd compare the two, being in the program with a dog this time.
Well, you know what? When you have somebody to wake up with every day and hang out with and, someone who basically is just there to help you and please you and move you along, it's great. And he adds purpose to my day. Every day I have to make sure that he's fed. I have to make sure that he goes outside and help him have a productive day. So for me, that just adds purpose that was missing for a long time for me.
There are people who would say, but you're not supposed to feel good in prison. You're supposed to be lonely.
Well, to them, I think I would say that 90-some-odd percent of men return to society and return to the community. So, for me to be in here using my time wisely and constructively and doing something meaningful, I think I can carry that with me. And this sense of purpose that I'm experiencing here, I can take that home with me, and maybe wake up every morning with that same sense of purpose,
Yep.
Ryan, do you think about the person who's going to benefit from your work with Griffey?
I definitely do, because my mom and my father are both disabled, so it'd be nice to have him go to someone who could help someone out like that. I had another dog before him, too, and she went to a school to help special needs kids. They give the kids a reward to be able to pet the dog for doing their classwork and stuff, so it's really nice. It gives me meaning in here, and it's nice to be able to give back, so.
We get good time awarded to us for being a part of the program, which there are a number of programs in the Department of Correction where you do receive that, and they'll knock it off the end of your sentence. So most guys come down here just with the intentions on getting that good time. You don't really expect to really build a bond with a dog like this.
Wait a minute. Were you saying that maybe I could do this and get a little good time? Was that where you want
to? 100%. Absolutely. I would be remiss to not be honest with you. But then, as you move on and you start to realize, I'm okay at this. I can do this, because I never had a dog in the past, and I never built a bond. I wasn't the little kid with his puppy, so essentially I am now. You know, I'm the little kid with his puppy now, you know. And it's really rewarding to see that I can actually get this dog who does not understand English, at least you might not think, to do things that one day are really going to help make someone's life a lot easier, you know.
It's definitely become more about the feeling of working with the dog and being able to see where the dog goes and how it turns out at the end and what they actually go to client to help them do.
We had a standard poodle with a very tattooed, muscular guy. It was a great combination. And he cried when the dog left. It's very emotional.
Yeah, well.
I'm afraid I might shed one too when Bailey goes. I'm afraid I might. That's okay, though. That's okay.
Well, whatever happens, we will be there. In our next visit, we'll see how the dogs live in the cells with the inmates, and we'll be there as Bailey leaves Bernie and meets his forever family. For more on NEADS, NEADS, or to post pictures of your service dogs in the comment section, please go to hearandnow.org.